This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
The Houston Rockets are being accused of being cheap yesterday, and it happened courtesy of Brian Geltzer, Geltziler, whatever his name is. He tweeted the following, quote, "Hearing from league sources that Houston Rockets owner Tilman Fertitta is feverishly cutting costs in all facets of the Rockets operation, the Rockets owner responded, 'You're an absolute fraud. Show me one item or person that has been touched.'"
You cheap mother.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Well, the good news is Brian Gain isn't alone. There's other guys accused of being cheap when it comes to front office. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610, lunch hour of In the Loop. John Lopez.
We getting some pictures?
We are getting some pictures. There's one of these people looks like that they're 713-572-4610 if you want to send in your breakfast, lunch pictures, because this guy's eating breakfast for lunch, actually.
I love that. Breakfast for dinner is the bleep.
Yeah, they got a little bit of biscuits and bacon. Someone else looks like they're eating straight in prison with the slop. I don't know what the hell you did.
Well, maybe.
Hopefully you're not going to be locked up too much. No, we have.
You got that Sports Radio 610 Reader.com app, man. You're good.
We're popular in the prison community.
Little BW3s going on, too, on another picture.
We're popular out there, so they know what's popping out there. In the prisoners, we're popular with cops as well.
Jameis just sent us a picture of eating a dub.
Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting that Jameis Winston is a loophole, but not surprising. You're willing to part ways with one of your favorite fishing rods. I know you're not gonna part with your number one, your A-list, but you're willing to part ways, and that's saying a lot because you're a very, very popular fisherman. You fish a lot. What are you willing to bet that second fishing rod on in regards to what Brian Gain may or may not do?
Let me put it in a little context. Generally, when I go fishing, I have five rods ready to go. All right, and that's a necessity if you're going to be fishing with artificial baits. So my number one rod, I'm not going to be able to bet here. I don't want to do that. But keep in mind, I have five rods I generally go with. I'm willing to bet my second favorite rod that Brian Gain does this, and this is trade back out of the first round. I've reached the point, and I have some theories behind why and some reasons behind why. I think the Texans, Brian Gain in particular, are going to trade back either out of or lower in the first round. I'm willing to bet on it. Not my best rod, my second favorite rod. Would you like to know why?
Why do you believe this?
Because Brian Gain has showed his hand in the last couple of years, but really in the last week or so, of what he is as a general manager, what his philosophy and his approach is. And that approach is very much a football version of Moneyball. Let's go through some of these picks and decisions that he's made and moves that he's made. We'll go back a year, okay? The Honey Badger was on the market. And there was a chance that he could sign a long-term contract. But Brian Gain, in his first really big move, found value. How? By giving him a one-year make-good contract. That is a classic Moneyball move. Then they signed who? Aaron Colvin, correct? But Aaron Colvin's contract was very much front-loaded. So after 2 years here, if it doesn't work out, and so far after year one, it hasn't worked out, they could cut bait with Aaron Colvin and not really have a big financial hit. Now let's fast forward this year. They have franchise tagged Jadeveon Clowney. That's a given. We know that already. And so he's not going to have a long-term deal, even though they say they're working on it. He's not going to get the deal that they want. All right. What else has happened this year so far? They get Tayshaun Gibson, who signs with the Texans after 2020. Again, front-loaded contract. He's after 2020. In other words, you get two seasons to prove it here. the dead money for Tayshaun Gibson's contract is only $500,000. Who else they signed? Bradley Roby. Bradley Roby is a guy that you know, that has is an underachiever, has done some things well, but not everything to the degree that they thought they were going to get at Denver. They signed him to what? Another 1 year contract, this time for $10 million. Every move that he makes has made, to, in my opinion, has been a football money ball approach. And there's two elements here. Number one, maximize your investment. On every one of those guys, they're maximizing investment, whether the contract or the front loaded money, or not signing Kareem Jackson to a long term deal, not signing Tyrann Mathieu. That's another money ball move. You know, he could have signed him for maybe 11.5 and stayed here. They offered 9.5, then 11. Maybe they could have gone a little higher. Well, he went to Kansas City for $14 million a year. They're out. They're out on that. Those are money. You either maximize investment and or you tap into potential value, and that potential value is Bradley Roby, and certainly it's Jason Verrett, who they're bringing into town, I believe, tomorrow, who has been injured. Just played 5 games in the last 3 years, has multiple injuries, but what else? He's really, really good when he's healthy. He's got a first round. He was drafted in the first round, was a Pro Bowler in the one full season that he played. I'm willing to bet, because of all that, another big-time money ball move is trading back in the first round.
You have a problem with that?
No. I don't have a problem with the money ball approach. On a personal level, I love the big splashes. I think they could have. I would have loved to. You know this. We talked about it here. I would love to have them been in the market for Le'Veon Bell, ideally, but at minimum, you know, Tevin Coleman. I would have loved to have seen them go after Trent Brown, but guess what? They didn't. And so all these things, as I'm kind of, you know, putting these things together in my mind, I'm like, I see you working, Brian Gain. I know what you're doing. I know your approach. You know what the next move is going to be? Moving back in the first round. I would bet my second favorite rod.
The thing about this philosophy is it doesn't really excite fans. Like,
no.
even the biggest trades in NFL history, like in Dallas, when they traded for Herschel Walker, nobody in Dallas was excited about that.
Right.
Now, they ended up stockpiling picks, and they ended up building, you know, one of the best
multiple
dynasties
Super
of
Bowl
the 90s.
Champions.
Yes, they did, but nobody was really excited about mm-hmm. that. The reason that I agree with what you're saying in regards to Gaines' mentality is because he comes from the Bill Parcells tree.
And what do they do with draft picks?
They trade back. Mm-hmm. And that's what Bill Parcells would do. And he spent 2 years with them in Dallas when Parcells was the head coach. And then when Parcells went to Miami, he worked under Parcells there. So that's Brian Gaines' philosophy. Mm-hmm. He's from the Bill Parcells camp. Could I interest you in a trip down memory lane?
Yes, sir.
2007, and this was the year after Parcells left, so this has nothing to do with Bill Parcells. But in 2007, the Dallas Cowboys had the 22nd overall pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. Texans had the 23rd this year. When they had that 22nd pick, Brady Quinn was still on the board. And this is where we talk about quarterbacks and where you watch quarterbacks, because that's the range.
And Brady Quinn was highly regarded. Forget what became of Brady Quinn. He was considered dropping in there a highly regarded quarterback.
He was so highly regarded that the Cleveland Browns were willing to trade a first-round pick
yeah.
in the next draft to the Dallas Cowboys for them to move back. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys did, and they stockpiled the multiple picks to where they would have 2 first-rounders the next season. There are examples of teams falling in love with quarterbacks and trading up in that situation to where it works. So that's why when we talk about these quarterbacks, teams will be willing to trade back. And I agree with you 100% that just based on what we've seen from Brian Gain and based on who he worked under in Bill Parcells, right. it's very, very possible. And the fan base is going to become very uneasy because as soon as that happens, mm-hmm. fans are going to be questioning Brian Gain. Why don't you spend money? Why don't you do this? I'm not saying this is going to work out, but I am saying that the philosophy has worked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And amidst the process of this philosophy, people haven't been very excited.
And also on draft day, can't you see they always have great party over at NRG?
Oh my gosh. And there's only
Vandermeer's
one round
on
in day
stage.
One. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Vandermeer's on stage and Meltzer, whomever is helping him out, or us, or whatever it's going to be this year. And there's cheerleaders, there's bands, there's buzz. We interview players after they get drafted. And with the 23rd pick,
we have a trade.
The Houston Texans have traded into the second round.
I like this new, that, That's the double-edged sword of this new format.
But that's a womp womp.
And we're talking about the potential of Brian Gain trading back with the Texans' first-round pick, number 23 overall.
I'm betting on it. I'm betting my second favorite rod.
You know the new draft format. You remember when it was on Saturday, it was rounds 1 through 3?
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, they would have rounds 4 through 7? This new format was done for TV. And as someone who's watching on TV, I like having the first round on Thursday, second and third on Friday, and then you finish off the draft on Saturday. That's fun. But for fans that are excited for the first round pick,
oh, it's a big womp womp.
In the past, you could at least see your team pick somebody that same day. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, people go home uneasy.
Well, let's say the Texans, and my bet is accurate, right? They trade out of number 23 with, I don't know.
Let's say the Cardinals don't take Arizona. Kyler Murray, and they decide that they like somebody and they want to give the Texans the first pick of the second round and then a first next year or something.
Yeah, or another second.
Whatever.
Or a fourth or whatever. So back in the day, you would be, hey, we got three second round picks now. Keep that in mind. The Texans have two second round picks already. So let's say Arizona in your case, that means we have three picks in the second round. That's awesome. And I could see him doing this because that is a money ball approach. Because three players with 4-year contracts on a rookie deal is better than two players and one player with a five-year deal in the first round. So I could see him do it. But you'd be able to see all three of those picks in the same day. Now you got to go home and go to bed and wait for the next day.
Or let's just say this, the Raiders, Derek Carr, the jury's been out on Derek Carr. We don't know that he's the quarterback of the future.
Right.
The Texans are selecting at 23 right now. Mm-hmm. The Raiders have the 24th selection, and they have the 27th selection.
Oh, that would be a likely one.
So let's
say they're dealers. Yeah, Mike Mayock.
Yeah, let's say in the top four, the Raiders, or whatever their pick is, the first round, they draft something to help their team elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden at 24 to 27, or 24, the Texans are on the clock at 23, and John Gruden, who's been known to fall in love with quarterbacks, RIP to Gruden QB camp that we saw on ESPN.
Right.
So the Raiders decide, you know what? We love this Drew Lock kid out of Missouri. We really got to have
him.
And he's fallen. There's teams calling. But the Raiders want to move up a spot because they don't want the Texans to trade it to someone else. You could get the Raiders swap first with them and maybe get their second or something like that.
Yeah.
And Brian Gain could just stockpile picks. I think the Raiders is a team to watch. If we're talking about this Moneyball philosophy, two first rounders after the Texans pick, we know Gruden loves quarterbacks. He's not married to Derek Carr. If he falls in love with one of these guys, whether it's Nate Allen of Duke or the guys that we just mentioned, be on the lookout for that because Mike Mayock could move up there and John Gruden could be foaming at the mouth like he's been known to do.
But enjoy the draft night anyway. It's a big event. It's a fun event.
It wasn't that fun last year when they didn't have a first or second round pick.
This is true.
People still showed up, but it really wasn't that fun.
No, it wasn't.
It was fun the year before, though, when they made that trade up that we all remember for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, you think that was fun?
Yeah, that was fun, and it's going to be fun this year because you got three picks in the top 55. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, another Texan has left the organization, and there's a free agent cornerback out there. The Texans need to roll the dice on this guy. We'll tell you who that is next on Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.